You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
The secret to well-being is discovering the power that is your birthright, the power to create a happier, healthier life, drawn from our own vast internal resources. Join Jules and her guests as they gently guide you to shift your perspective from the familiar negative to the divinely connected, a place that will not only positively impact your world, but possibly shift the planet. It's all right here on Law of Attraction Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I'm Jules from beautiful La Quinta, California, and I now remember why I wanted to live here. The weather is so wonderful. It's warm, sunny, a sweet breeze, and it's so quiet. The gorgeous mountainous desert that I live in is absolutely incredible, especially during this fall season. You know, the city doesn't allow us to have any streetlights, right? Isn't that funny? And the reason is that there is nothing more spectacular than looking out into the dark sky and seeing all those twinkly lights. It's like the heavens are putting on an incredible light show for us as entertainment. Instead of sitting down and watching the boob tube that focuses on what is going wrong, it's like the universe is saying, hey, look up here and see the beauty that exists for all who live. Don't focus on what you believe is happening on planet Earth. Look at how spectacular life really is in this universe. And you know what? The universe is what we need to focus on, as it shines the brilliant beauty upon all of us. What a fabulous message for us all, because it brings the power back to each one of us individually. You know, all the teachings of the Law of Attraction let us know how very powerful we are. Oh my gosh, we can literally change the world in a matter of minutes. But it is rare that you will ever hear people tell us the well-known secret that's been hidden from us since the beginning of time. We all possess this undeniable power that allows us to not only create that which we want, but allows us the power to attract to us that which we need. You know, this is an exceptionally wonderful time to be alive, to bring it back down to the planet Earth and to America, to all of the countries for that matter. Today I was given the brand new Declaration of Independence, and I thought, wow, this is so beautiful. I don't know who wrote it, but it was so well thought out and maintains the freedoms that we have all become so accustomed to. So that kind of sparked an amazement of the synchronicity that happens every day. Is it by accident that when we feel awesome, it begins to open our eyes to the actual awesomeness within our world and in our universe? Well, it kind of sounds like the Law of Attraction, doesn't it? After all, in order for us to fully appreciate what life is about, we have to change our vibration to feel it as we begin to see it. Or else, we're too preoccupied with life's problems to see the beauty that is given to us. And that is just how simple it all is. That is how simple the Law of Attraction is. When we see something that is beautiful and we stand here in awe, we know that our vibration has shifted to a place where we can create anything and everything. It was designed to be so simple. All we had to do was recognize our power. And as you know, it's time to begin fresh. I know some do not like what America has become, and Some want to go back to what it was before, but we cannot be the great America again until we get to the place of accepting what has happened and what we want to see happen in the future. We just can't stand here day by day and accept it as it is. No, it's time that we use the power that we know exists, called the law of attraction, to rebuild our dreams into something magnificent. And it's time to change the vibration about how we feel about America. When we can do that, we can change our vibration away from anger and sadness and back to loving our nation and being proud of it once again. And if we can do that, the USA will become extraordinary again. So I think it's time to physically raise our vibration, especially when we think of America. You got to admit, no matter where you live, the planet is pretty spectacular. And the energy of the planet needs to be accepted. We have to acknowledge how powerful the energy is within our planet and the power that we possess in order to create and manifest things on this planet. The planet Earth has just as much power as the sun and the moon. Our planet is not dead, but it's a place of tremendous, tremendous creative energy. And we are all a part of this energy. It sounds like I'm repeating this, but I need to get everyone to realize that our planet is not dead, but it's a place of tremendous creative energy. And we are all a part of that energy. It just takes a moment to raise our vibration to see the greatness of life. It's time we stop denying the power of us individually and the power of us collectively and the power of our countries together and the power of our planet. It's time to let the power shine through to make this the most exciting and wonderful time in history. Remember this. We belong in this powerful universe, quite simply, because we are a vibrational match to it. We can create anything and everything that we want, especially when we recognize our power, our universal power. We want peace? Then feel peace. We want prosperity and abundance? Then we must feel it to attract it to us. We want vibrant health? Then feel it to turn on that power switch onto letting the universe provide us what we need to create what we're striving for. It's really that simple. Now, to prove my point, tonight I have Mr. Tom Palladino with us, who has created a machine that can read your energy through a photograph. And then this machine can correct the imbalances in your body using Skylar light to cleanse pathogens from your photograph, which in fact cleanses your energy. It can assist you in losing weight, decrease inflammation, and improve mental clarity. And it also can improve skin conditions and allow you to sleep deeper and more sound than you ever have before. And we all know that sleep is an important ingredient for us to have healthy energy within. So let's take a fast commercial break and come back and talk to Mr. Tom Palladino about his incredible machine. I want you to stay tuned because I can promise you, you want to hear about Skyler Light.
You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network, heard by millions worldwide through 38 internet radio stations and in over 135 countries. Be sure to sign up for your monthly updates and get all the latest information on LOA radio events, such as cruises, workshops, and seminars, as well as information on the latest shows, topics, and guests. Go to LOARadionetwork.com and sign up today. It's here. It's hot. And it's a must read. It's the science behind the Law of Attraction magazine. Every issue brings you great articles and in-depth how-tos from all your favorite Law of Attraction experts, authors, scientists, and medical professionals. Go to lawofattractionmagazine.net. That's lawofattractionmagazine.net.
Did you know that every human uses only a small portion of their powerful mind? Jules Johnson, International Certified Hypnotherapist, wants to introduce you to your powerful mind in order to create your dream life. In as little as one session, Jules guides you into releasing limiting beliefs that keep you from achieving wealth, health, better relationships, and even true love. Schedule a session in Palm Springs or set up a Skype video session for those nationally and internationally. Jules would love to serve as your guide into living your dreams. Go to creativeguidedimagery.com or call 951-201-2166. That's creativeguidedimagery.com.
And we are back. Now, going back to what I said before, we humans possess an undeniable power that allows us to not only create that which we want in our life, but this power allows us to bring into our lives that which we need, even before we know it exists. And this is why you are listening to my show tonight. Little did you know that Tom has created something that you did not necessarily know about, but your internal intelligence drew your vibration to listen to the show tonight. He's got something for you, and I want you to tune in because you're going to love the show. Welcome, Tom, to Law of Attraction Talk Radio. I am so excited to introduce my listeners to your wonderful Skyler Light.
And I thank you for the invitation, Jules.
You know what? This is going to be really great because we're all about tonight is healing. And you're an inventor. And yes, you created this machine, yes, that can actually heal people or heal their energy, I should say. Can you explain that process?
Sure. I'm working with the force field. I'm not working with people. I'm working with a force field. It's scalar energy, what some people might call consciousness. And I access their force field or I access their consciousness. So these are scalar energy instruments. They're not electrical instruments.
Okay, so scalar means it's not the physical body, it's the consciousness.
Yes.
So
yes.
How did you come up with this concept?
From great men like Nikola Tesla and another inventor by the name of Hieronymus, and God inspired me to pursue this course of study.
Wow. And how long did it take for you to design this machine?
I would say the better part of 10 years.
Really?
Better part of, yeah. But I'm working with a brilliant engineer, so he gets a great deal of credit likewise. But I've been at this in total for about 45, 50 years. And the reason I say that it has to be a, if you will, a very pointed study. Why? This is a new branch of physics, and you have to really focus on this new branch of physics. And so much of it is groundbreaking. It's never been done before.
And this, I think, is exactly what we need right now in this moment of history in our lives. So this is revolutionizing the way that we can heal our bodies rather than the rather intrusive manner of Western medicine. This is something that we really don't even know is going on with us when you turn on the machine.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And why do we say that? I work in the force field, or I work with people's photographs.
Ah.
So I access a person's force field by way of their photograph, a photograph of a person or a photograph of an animal. Now, some people have told me, well, Tom, that sounds like Star Trek. Well, in many ways it is. If you recall some of those Star Trek episodes, they would look at your aura or your force field. That's what I'm working with. This is non-physical. This is informational.
Well, it seems to me like the photograph, even though we can't see the force field, but the photograph is capturing that. Is that, yes. Would that be true?
Yes, that's brilliant of you. Yes. So a photograph carries your non-physical pattern body, or what some people call the soul or consciousness. So we're not working with chemicals. We're not working with physical reality. We're working with information, non-physical reality. And we access that. We access your force field by your photograph, because your photograph is your photographic fingerprint.
Wow. I love that.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I come from a photographer's family. My dad was a photographer, professional. So I kind of felt that these things were happening, but then I didn't know. I'm just so glad that it's being, that you're bringing it out right now, because we have to change the way that we've been doing things, because it hasn't been working. I don't know about everybody. I've had so many people die of cancer. My husband died of cancer. There were so many things that happened. And if there is a way that we could heal without the suffering that they have to go through just because they have cancer, oh my God, that'd be fabulous.
I think Scalar is going to be the answer for so many problems. And I believe there was a man by the name of Antoine Priory, and he actually developed a Scalar energy instrument that was curing people and animals of cancer. But he was doing this all by way of energy. There's no chemicals involved. There was no surgery. He would not touch people. He would simply place people in this force field. And the Scalar energy force field cured people of cancer. Well, wow. I'd like to visit his work someday and duplicate his effort. I've never been able to do that. My point is this: Scalar energy is the tool of the future. Scalar energy will allow us to overcome these problems. And I concur with you. The model is broke. The paradigm is not working. You can look at the political paradigm, it doesn't work. The medical paradigm, it's broken. The media is broken. We need answers. We need new solutions. And you have to start thinking outside the box, because our current solutions are not working.
Oh, no. Failing. Totally. As evidence for that, with this whole COVID goofiness. I'm sorry. It's goofiness to me.
Yeah, it was really mismanaged by so many parties. You know, the government, big pharma, the media. You know, yes, a pandemic is very real, but the management and the response by so many parties was really inappropriate.
Well, I think it was just that they were wanting it as a moneymaker instead of something that could actually work for the benefit of people.
Yeah.
So you can actually get rid of COVID with a person who's suffering from it.
Now, let me explain the process.
Please.
People will email me a photograph. Now I'm going to hold up my photograph. That's all it takes, is a bus shot, just a photograph of your skin. Okay. And I actually place a photograph of a person inside the instrument. And then the instrument will ascertain from their photograph what viruses that they have.
Wow.
So I access their force field by way of a photograph. Everything is done by way of the photograph. Now, this is a new science. This has never been done before. I believe I'm the leading pioneer today of this new science. So again, I can access a person's force field. I can ascertain what viruses and bacteria are present in that force field. Okay, I'm not working with Newtonian physics. And then I can release, I can negate those molecular bonds that I ascertain on the photograph. And all of that, we can call that quantum healing, but it certainly has nothing to do with Western science. This is a new science in which you can break down fragment microbes, germs, by way of a photograph.
Wow. So again, you can take a photograph and your machine can decipher what is actually going on with that person.
Yes, because a photograph is your real-time report card. Your photograph is your real-time psychic, spiritual, physical presence.
Okay, is there a timeline? I mean, can you use a photograph that was taken maybe 30 years ago?
Yeah, very good question. Your aura or your force field is current. It's always current. So a photograph that's 2-3 years old will still represent you in the current movement.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
This is the new science. In other words, as you said, a photograph 30 years old does not look at you 30 years ago. It looks at you right now in the present moment. Meaning what? Meaning time is transcended. Okay, we're beyond time. Everything is in the present moment. There is no past. There is no future. This is the holographic universe. This is the matrix. This is the quantum field that people have been looking for. And it exists. And I have an instrument that allows us to enter into that quantum field.
So you're not looking at age. You're just looking at the field.
Yes, correct. So, the field, so- yes.
Can it make me younger?
Let me say this. It can rejuvenate your skin. I'll speak for myself. I'm 61 years of age.
Oh, wow.
And I feel robust. I feel very healthy. And I've been treating myself for years by way of my photograph. And I don't take any exceptional medical treatment.
And you don't have any wrinkles.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. And so at age 61, I think it's working for me. And I think it slowed down the aging process.
Wow. Wow. Well, okay. If for just that reason alone, I'd do it in a second. Yeah. I'd do it in a second because I'm 68 years old and I need to rejuvenate with everything that I'm doing. It's like I'm losing energy. So you could probably help me gain my youthful energy back.
Yeah, I think so in many ways. One of the reasons I can say that with confidence, these instruments will actually assemble, create vitamins and minerals and antioxidants. We can create the molecular formula, so to speak, of an antioxidant. And that's always downloaded into your force field, into you. And this way, you don't necessarily have to take multivitamins. We actually create the vitamins and the antioxidants that you need by way of light instructions.
Holy cow. Do you know how much money that would save me in vitamins?
this is the game changer that we're speaking about. And to allude to our previous comment, we need a new model. And scalar energy is going to solve many problems. We need to start thinking about solving problems and not bickering. Okay. It's time to move forward and to solve problems.
So solve them. So not delay them. Mm-hmm. Like that's what Western medicine is doing. They're simply fixing for now, but it's going to come back later.
Right.
Wouldn't you say?
I would agree in some cases, you know, and we're not trying to disparage anybody in the medical community. Let me say this. My wife, by the way, is a nurse. The nurses, the physicians, the researchers in the medical community, you know, I give them a thumbs up. Many of them are honorable, good, and hardworking people. It's the system that's corrupt. And when you put money before people, and some companies do, we know that. Some companies are more interested in making money than helping people. Well, that's wrong. And that's why the medical model is suffering today. Not because of the nurses, the physicians, and the researchers, because of the greed of some companies.
Exactly. We're seeing this firsthand right now with this COVID thingy. So this is where we want to be. We want to just know that what we're getting is going to really help us. And right now in Western medicine, we don't have a clue. Maybe it will work, maybe it won't.
Yeah. And that's a good point. When I'm working with energy, energy is fundamental.
Right.
For instance, energy holds together a virus. And I take my energy instrument and I tell that virus to fall apart. How can I do that? By negating the molecular bonds. You cannot do that with a drug. You cannot do that with electricity. But you can break apart a microbe with scalar energy. So I have fundamental control over microbes, germs. And I do all of this in the scalar energy force field. So that is an answer to a problem. I am solving problems. I'm solving microbial infection by taking a fundamental force, scalar energy, negating that force, and the germ, the microbe, breaks apart.
So if someone does have COVID or someone does have something as simple as a cold,
yes,
this could help. It could help lung problems. It could help cancer. It could help anything. Is that what you're saying? Do you think it could actually cure cancer?
No, I have not developed it to that point, but I have developed instruments that can break down microbes, viruses, bacteria, and fungi. One of my goals, and pray that God gives me the wisdom, is to be able to correct the human genome. If you can correct a mutation, then you can correct a cancer or a tumor condition, so to speak.
Interesting. What about for things like common occurrences, alcoholism, flus, things like that?
Okay, I'll address one issue at a time. When I'm working with this instrument, I believe it balances the brain waves or the seven chakras or the meridians. Now, why would I say that? I believe brain waves initiate a scalar wave. So when we think, they're actually scalar energy, it's not electromagnetic energy. And I believe there are seven chakras, and I believe those seven chakras are composed likewise of scalar energy. So my instrument is very strong, and I believe in some way it balances the seven chakras, or it will reprogram our scalar brain waves. And in so doing, that helps people with addiction, phobia. It helps people with the various psychological issues. I believe it will solve many what I would consider mental illnesses in the future. That is, scalar energy is the reinstructing of the mind of the heart. Scalar energy will reprogram, reinstruct the mind and the seven chakras. And in so doing, that's going to be the doorway to mental health for many people.
Holy cow. Is this wonderful or what? Do you know how many people are in mental health facilities and they can't break out of them? Mm-hmm. You have the answer then. Wow. Yeah. So you have effectively tested this on a lot of patients or a lot of people.
Right, right. Thousands. Actually, we're working with Christian missionaries in Africa and India. We've already worked with millions of people. Now, keep in mind, I work with photographs. People will send me collages like this.
Wow.
And sometimes I would receive photographs of, say, 5,000, 10,000 people from India a day. And so we're able to access people by way of their photograph. But keep in mind, this is not Newtonian physics. We don't access a person physically. We access their spirit or their quantum field.
Wow. So everyone can send you in a photo right now, because I did that the other day. Did you notice that?
Yes.
I sent mine in. I said, hey, I'm going to test it out first. That's the privilege I have in life right now. But I got to tell you what happened. I had a real bad backache and I submitted it, and I don't have a backache. So that's pretty phenomenal, because I have to sit all of the time doing what I do. Mm. So the pain was really terrific. Mm. It was gone.
Wow.
So that's proof positive for me that it did something.
Yeah. That's really
thank
great. You. Thank you for sharing that. You know, this is indeed a cause and effect relationship, but I'll be the first to mention I'm learning. It's a new science. You know, how many people have ever heard about being treated by a photograph, by your auric field or by your pattern body? So that's new. It's different, but it does work. Actually, the predecessor that I worked from, Hieronymus is his name. He achieved a U.S. patent for this instrument. So back in the day, the United States government said, yes, there is merit to this work.
Wow. And so it's patented.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. So I have talked on this show about the wonderful possibility of the med bed, where you can lay down and be healed. And it sounds like this is the instrument that would work for a med bed. Am I wrong or am I correct?
I've heard that term med beds. And as of this recording, I've never seen a photograph or I've never seen any schematics for a med bed. So I don't know what to say about a med bed, but some people have described that this med bed has an environment. And if you lay down or you're in the vicinity of this environment, that it is health abetting. Is there credence to that? Sure. You know, go out in the sun on a sunny day and the sun rays are health abetting. So my instrument will bathe, will flood your photograph with scalar energy. That's the environment that I'm working with. Keep in mind, you're not in the Newtonian physical construct. You're no longer in an electromagnetic environment. When I place your photograph inside my instrument, you are in a scalar energy environment. That's the quantum environment. It's a different dimension. And in so doing, it's a different physics and the outcome is different.
So I have a couple of containers of the Tesla thing, containers that they put for med beds, and it doesn't last. It will last, and it costs a lot of money. It lasts for 12 months. That's it. You have to reinvest another couple thousand dollars to get another can. So it's like, okay, but I noticed that your prices aren't like that at all.
My goal is to heal the world in God's honor. And I'm not in this for money. I certainly did not study for 50 years. And most of that time, I was not able to make a penny at this. It was all for the love of mankind, the love of God. So I'm not in this for money. And I prove that by you know, I keep my prices very low and
yes,
affordable.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
And I don't want to be a banker. I don't want to be a tycoon. Okay, I want to be a scalar energy researcher. There's one thing I lay claim to. I am a scalar energy researcher. And well, maybe number two, I'm a Christian. And that's what I claim to be.
That is wonderful. And the rates that you have are so low and so reasonable compared to what I just paid for those cans that only last for a year. And if they really, in fact, do work, I don't know.
Yeah.
But with you, it seems that, I mean, I've already had that experience with my back. It seems so much more powerful to me. It's real. For one thing, you're real. You're a real person. And you couldn't meet that with those cans. And they said there were Tesla's designs, but how in the heck do we know? So this is what I want everybody to realize, that you're a real person.
Thank you.
You stand behind your product.
Right.
You're not out there charging a couple of thousand dollars or even more. You're affordable because it really is apparent you want people to heal.
I do. That's it. That's the overarching considerations. You see, when you put money first, you're never going to heal anybody. You're not going to help anybody. Okay. And God is not going to bless you. So you just keep your focus and you help people. You help people. That's the key. And then everything else will fall in place.
Okay. So I got a question. Can you take a picture of someone else and submit it to you without them knowing?
We only allow parents to do that for their children.
Okay.
If you're of the age of reason, we want you to sign up.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Good. This is wonderful. What else do we need to know about this?
You know, let me say that scalar energy is from the sun, from the stars. That's where it originates. So it's stellar energy. This is not electricity. It's safe, clean energy from the stars. And with that, there is no chemical overdose. There is no carbon footprint. There is no chemical whatsoever. We're working with non-physical, pure divine light. Wow. Now, with that in mind, there's no adverse side effects. This is the light of God. Some people might call this the breath of the Holy Spirit or the Alpha and the Omega. Some might call it consciousness, chi, prana. This is not electricity. It's not magnetism. It's a different spectrum. And because it's so pristine, so immaculate, there's no side effect.
That's even better. Yeah. I mean, you go to the doctors now, you're walking out with the side effect. You know, you can't help it. That's just the way it is. It's going to cure one thing, but not cure another thing. So you got problems. This is so good. What I want to do for the future, because I want to keep on having you back on the show, but I want people to go to your site, sign up for the free thing that you have to test it.
15-day trial. Yes.
15-day trial. And then I actually want to have a live show with those people, and they can contact me, and I want them to come on and tell us what happened, because I know that they're going to be so thrilled, just like I was with my back. So this is going to be very, very exciting. And I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to do that in a couple of weeks. So the message I want to send out to all of the listeners to go to your website. So would you please give the instructions of what we need to do?
Sure. The website is scalarlight.com. And when you visit, you'll see a free trial in which you email your photograph. That's it. All we need is a facial photograph, just your face. You don't need a full body. We ask for your face. And for 15 days, we're going to perform the following functions. Every day, we're going to look at the microbes on your photograph and dissolve them, fragment them. Every day, we're going to balance your chakras. And every day, we're going to download or create 250 micronutrients for you.
Wow.
And we do that every day. So you're going to have those three modalities on a daily basis. And after 15 days, my statement is the greater majority of people feel better. The greater majority of people say that, yes, this has improved their health.
Okay. Another thing that I want to say that improved me and really got me scared and really got me interested in you is because I, at my ripe old age, am starting to have memory problems. And I have had family members who had Alzheimer's. So I get really, really scared when I can't remember things. And it could possibly snowball into other things. But that I noticed dramatically to my memory. I had no issues with my memories since I started the 15-day trial.
Good.
That's huge. That's huge because I am self-employed and I need my memory. I can't even talk on the radio without my memory. Yeah, yeah. So this is a huge blessing. I got to tell you, I haven't forgotten anything.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's mind-blowing. So it doesn't matter your age, right? And the kids, they could have their separate picture sent in and you will do for them. Now, what are some of the things that you could help with?
As far as children?
Or as far as people.
Okay. Every day we can target over 400 species of germs, microbes.
Okay.
And then whatever combination, whatever number of those germs, microbes you have in your body, we're able to break them apart, fragment them. Now, with this type of session, keep in mind, we're just working with the information field, the scalar energy force field. This is not a chemical process. And also on a daily basis, the chakra balancing. Sometimes that enhances memory. Maybe that's what's happened with you. That enhances memory. The chakra balancing has also been shown to increase our sleep pattern, to improve our sleep pattern, to deepen our sleep pattern. Why? Because you're at rest. We balance those seven chakras and we balance the brain waves. Many people say that they finally can have a meaningful, deep, uninterrupted sleep. Wow. So there's so many benefits to be derived from this pure, immaculate energy. Again, this is a new science. Nikola Tesla was the founding father of scalar energy, but very few people are following up to the degree that is necessary to develop instruments and then to work with those instruments and to interface with people, at least by way of their photograph, to learn more about these uplifting events. We have to move forward in this new science. This is one of the answers that mankind is looking for. We have problems. Scalar energy will solve many of the problems.
I'm so excited about this. So on your site, people can go, and I'm going to urge them to go to sign up for the free 15-day. But after the 15-day, there are other programs. And I'm going to, right after this interview, I'm going to go sign up for a program because the experience that I have had is just amazing. So I've got to sign up for more. I have to. There's no doubt in my mind that this is so powerful. So tell us what those programs are.
We have various ancillary programs such as endorphins and neurotransmitters, as the name implies. We work with endorphins and neurotransmitters and download those or create those in your pattern body, in your quantum field. And what does that do? Well, those are happy chemicals. Those are brain chemicals. Those are memory chemicals. Those are disposition chemicals. Those chemicals now that are flooding your body will produce an emotional high. They'll give you perhaps a greater memory, greater recall. Many people report that this has served to give them a more tranquil disposition. Others have said that they're not so angry at the world.
Yeah.
With the endorphins and neurotransmitter program.
Great. That's, if you ask me, that's exactly what the world needs right now. Yeah. In the midst of not knowing what's going on, in the midst of the COVID chaos that we have been in, and kind of like in a prison, this actually, well, bottom line, we need this more than ever. We need to shift our attitude. Here's the law of attraction. If we don't shift our mental state, we cannot create the life that we really want to have. So if you ask me, any listener of Law of Attraction Radio Network, if they really want to manifest their dreams, they need to sign up and go try.
Yeah, that's why we offer free sessions. We realize it's new, it's different, it's groundbreaking. So try a free session. You're there's no obligation.
Well, they're going to love it after they try it. I mean, I love it. I love it. It's really made a dramatic difference in me. It's absolutely wonderful. Yeah. And you know what? You don't have to worry about the side effects. You don't have to worry about it kinking out later. You know, it's something. Now, does it wear out? That's a good question, actually. You know,
it does. And why? Because this is not an infinite process. So some people who like it and can afford it, they stay on year round.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. This is so terrific. What else can we know about this that's going to help change our life?
You know, Tesla at the turn of the century was erecting scalar energy towers over 100 years ago. And if you look closely at those towers, they did not have any electrical wires.
There wasn't a
substation within miles. What is my point? Those were scalar energy towers, and he wanted to power the world with scalar energy. And it was going to be wireless. In other words, he could just send energy into your home and light up your home without wires. Right. Now imagine had he succeeded, we would have been living in a different paradigm. We would not have to be dependent upon fossil fuels. So that's where this is going. Scalar energy is free energy. And someday it will solve the energy crisis. Remember what I said when we started our talk today, we're going to solve problems. And one of the problems we're going to solve with scalar energy is a free, clean energy that will power the world, pennies on the dollar.
That is so wonderful. And the only thing that stopped Tesla was the powers that be at the time. They prevented him from going forward. Well, now, because of the communication, so yes, many more people know about you, and it's not, there's no way it can be stopped. It can only grow forward.
Correct. And Tesla was ostracized, and obviously he didn't have the internet, and people just had no idea what he's doing. But today it's a lot different. Today, now we have the power of the media behind it. Even though the media is corrupt, we at least have this private venue. And people are intelligent, and people want to see a difference in the world. And people are willing to try something that's going to improve their lifestyle.
Yeah, this is great. This is exactly what we need at the right time that we need it. We can do this. We can become a healthier, happier society. And God knows we need that right now. Right now, after all of the chaos, we can do this. And again, I want to say to the law of attraction people, you cannot create what you want if you are in the wrong mindset. And this will help clear you up so that you can get to your true desires and manifest your dreams. Is that a correct statement?
Yes, yes, it is. And the law of attraction is applicable to scalar energy. They are the same thing. That's synonymous. Scalar energy is the intelligence of the universe. And if you abide by that intelligence and work hand in hand with that intelligence, then these good things will come to you, because you're not saying no to the idea. You're not saying no to consciousness. You're not saying no to God. So whether we realize that or not, we are in a universe of consciousness, and our attitude and our emotions, they play into that.
You know, I can just hear my listeners now, you know, they're going to be so excited about this. Like, I'm trying.
50 years ago, when you mentioned the term consciousness, it was nebulous. Now it's really being grasped, and it has a firmer rooting, if you will. And it's real. And I'll tell you this, the science behind consciousness is scalar energy. It's not electricity. So scalar energy and consciousness are synonymous terms, and it's very real. And there is a consciousness energy. It's called scalar energy. So what was theory 50 years ago is reality, is in practice today what I am working with. I have a consciousness machine.
I love it. I love it. This is so great. Wow. Wonderful. Tell the people once again where they can go and get their free 15-day trial.
It's scalarlight.com, S-C-A-L-A-R, scalarlight.com. It's rather conspicuous. On the homepage, you'll see sign up for the 15-day trial. We don't ask anything except you send in your photograph. Please include your email, because we will send you daily email notices.
Okay, so the thing is, they don't really talk to you.
Correct.
But
no.
It's about the energy of the email.
Yes.
They're sending in their picture. Everything has an energy imprint.
Yes.
We cannot deny that. We know that to be fact. So this is just incredible. I'm so excited. I'm so excited about you coming on to the show.
Thank
I've got to keep on having you back. I want to get the listeners' experience. Oh my gosh, this is going to be great.
We're going to change the world, and it's because of your attitude and the attitude of the people who listen to your show and are part of your movement. And keep in mind, people, if I can work with collages like this, okay, the day is coming where in one day we will be able to work with 1 million photographs a day.
Wow.
We, with these instruments, can easily accommodate 1 million miniaturized now photographs a day. So imagine we can access 1 million people by way of their force field a day by way of collages. Now, that in and of itself will show you the immensity of this movement and how this is unstoppable. You can't stop a photograph.
No. So if people are sick right now, if they have COVID, if they have the flu, if they have anything, that they can send in a picture right now, and it's going to be miraculous.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I love
the new science, the new science of scalar energy. Nikola Tesla was right. There is another energy. Scalar energy is real. Radiant energy, call it chi or prana. That's very real.
Wow. Oh, goodness. This is wonderful. This is wonderful. Thank you so much, Tom. Please come back on. And let me get let me get all of the listeners to contact me so that we can all get together and just be exceptionally happy.
Let's change the world. Let's solve those problems.
That's exactly right. That's what we're going to do. All right. Thank you so much, Tom. And that's it for this week. Many thanks for listening. I will be back next week with another great show of Law of Attraction Talk Radio. Have a good one. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you so much for joining us. We'll be back next week with another great show from Law of Attraction Talk Radio. If you'd like to comment on tonight's show, send an email to Jules@LOARadionetwork.com. And have a great week.